Hello and welcome to our Ely Team online service for Sunday, November the 22nd. My name is Matt, I'm a curate in the Ely Team, and on behalf of all of the churches in our team ministry, I'd like to say that we're really glad that you're here with us today. Whether you've been joining us online for some time or this is your first time with us today, whoever you are and wherever you're tuning in from, you're really welcome and we're so glad to see you with us. As we begin our service this morning, I think it's worth acknowledging that this is the third Sunday during this period of lockdown that we haven't been able to meet in person. And I realise that many of us who are gathering around our computers, tablets or TV screens this morning may be feeling a whole range of emotions. Some may feel lonely or confused, some may feel that life is uncertain or messy, and others may feel exhausted or worn out. However, can I encourage you to bring these feelings before Jesus this morning and ask him to meet with you during this service, to encourage you and to strengthen you today? You might not even feel like participating in this service this morning, but it's my hope and prayer that taking time out and focusing on God might actually give us a whole new perspective and help us to know Jesus with us today and allow him to bring us comfort and joy. And one way that we can ask Jesus to meet with us is by using the words of our opening prayer. So please feel free to say the words in bold out loud or echo them silently in the quietness of your own heart. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Faithful One whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we come now to our first song this morning, Faithful One, a song which reminds us of God's faithfulness to us and the fact that he is unchanging through every season and episode of life that we face. However you're feeling this morning, do sing or simply listen to these words of hope that are grounded in our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Michael.
So, Lord Jesus, we do call out to you again this morning, and we ask that you would draw near to us. Help us to know you as our rock and to build our lives on you alone today. Amen. Well, next up this morning, we're going to have our Bible reading, which this week is going to be read to us by Brenda. Our reading for today is John chapter 15, verses 1 to 5. That's John chapter 15, verses 1 to 5. You might want to find this passage in your own Bible or on your Bible app so that you can read and follow along. And today we're finishing our sermon series looking at the I Am sayings of Jesus in the Gospel of John. This morning, our team rector Chris is going to unpack for us what Jesus meant for us when he said that he was the true vine. So over to Brenda for our reading and then straight over to Chris for our sermon.
Today's reading is from John 15, verses 1 to 5. The vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, whilst every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain on the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
Good morning, everyone. The great thing about being married to a gardener is that you get to step outside of your French door into an explosion of colour and life all year round. This autumn it's the fuchsias that catch our eye. I understand that although I'm a complete amateur at gardening, these fuchsias are flowering because earlier in the year they were pruned by Deb so that the branch remained strong, later producing blooming marvellous flowers. And one thing that's clear to me is that had I done the pruning and had severed one of the healthy branches from the plant, for example, that branch would have died, withered, and simply been fit for the bonfire. But I can report that the branches of this fuchsia are fully attached. The sap is flowing from the main plant to the branch, and the flowers, even at this time of year, are proof of a healthy life. This morning's Bible passage denotes a fork in the road, an either-or situation. We're either connected to God or disconnected from him, either abiding or just passing through. God, our Heavenly Father, has already made his decision at this fork. He's already cast his vote. He chooses to abide with us. The question is, will we reciprocate? Will we accept or reject God's generous offer? And as so often with God, he uses a picture to help us understand. Because as Piers reminded us a couple of weeks ago, words are often not enough to describe the breadth of God's kingdom. And in this picture, God is the vine. We are the branches, and now it can go one of two ways. The branch can remain connected to the vine, and whilst it might need a little pruning, it will surely bear wonderful bunches of grapes from which the best wines can be produced. Or it can be like this. What hope has that branch got? However hard it tries, it's never going to bear any fruit. Jesus calls us to remain in him, because apart from him, we can do nothing. Now that's easy for us to understand when it comes to a branch. We've all seen how a branch that is cut off slowly withers, dries up and dies. We use it for firewood. None of us has ever seen a separated branch lying on the ground, alive and well, bearing fruit. But what about our relationships? I was watching a series on Netflix last week called The Queen's Gambit, and it really appealed to me as a chess player, but the human story is fascinating. Beth is living in an orphanage and is taught chess by the janitor, Mr. Scheibel. He's a gruff old character, but in his company, Beth grows as a person and as a chess player, and she begins her rise towards international fame. Enter stage right, a new stepmother, a terrible influence. And suddenly Beth's life is tainted by drugs and alcohol, stunting her potential. But of course, spoiler alert, redemption is not far away in the form of Jolene, her friend from the orphanage. Jolene stands by Beth, and the rest is history. I do recommend a watch. It felt like Beth was grafting herself onto the lives of each of these people in turn. Her life thus in turn either blossoming or decaying, sometimes bearing fruit, sometimes bearing rotting and unripened fruit. And it's true for us, isn't it? We often graft ourselves onto the wrong vine. Sometimes it's just for a while. Sometimes we keep going back to it. Sometimes we may be addicted. Addicted to what the false vine might be giving us. And it seems to me that for every person who has ever lived, there is one relationship which is pure. One relationship which leads to life. One relationship which bears fruit. And that is the relationship with our Heavenly Father, made possible by the life, death, and resurrection of his Son Jesus. The one relationship that will always bring us life. So what sort of branch will we be? Well, I hope the decision is clear. Jesus says, "You didn't choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last." Fruitfulness is Jesus' plan for you and me. And our part in this exchange is what? Well, simply to abide in God, to remain in him. In other words, stay connected and fruit will happen. You don't have to work for it. God is saying, "I've got this. Just stay attached to me. I've got your back." Now, maybe this is new to you. If so, can I encourage you to explore this passage in John's Gospel in the Bible at home? Or maybe you've forgotten what it felt like when you were once attached to the vine. Maybe that youthful faith has slowly dissipated and you are dry and fruitless, feeling like you're about to snap off. Or maybe your pride has got in the way. You feel you can branch out in your life entirely on your own. You can produce good fruit without anyone else's help. Well, how's that going? Maybe it feels a bit like an uphill struggle and you wish you were tapped into God's strength once again. Or maybe you've spent your time learning about God rather than getting to know him. Maybe you therefore feel like an outsider looking in, estranged from God, and wishing that you were simply connected to the vine. Or maybe you've relied on someone else to be connected to the vine on your behalf, and now you realise your friend can't sit with God for you. You need to abide in God yourself. Or maybe, like me, you sometimes find yourself sitting on the vine, cutting away at the joint, connecting you to the Heavenly Father, destined to fall to the ground with a big bump when the saw finally makes it through the branch. Well, maybe now is the time to reconnect with God and take responsibility for remaining on the vine, to ask God to get that sap flowing again. Or maybe you're hearing this for the first time and you want to connect with God. Maybe it's time to do that for the first time. Maybe it's time to once again become someone who sits with their Heavenly Father daily. When is the last time you stopped? Put yourself in a place where God can connect with you, where he can tend to you, prune you, repair you, fill you. When was it last just you and him? John writes in Revelation, "Strengthen what remains and is about to die." So this morning I do bring encouragement, not condemnation. I bring encouragement to allow God to strengthen what remains in you. After all, the wind can be blowing, but if your sail isn't raised, you will be becalmed. The sap can be flowing, but if a branch isn't connected to the vine, it will wither. The vitality of the Holy Spirit surrounds us. It's available to us. It just needs us to sit still long enough and to learn how to let the Spirit fill us, flow within us, and glow within us. It starts with the heart, doesn't it, where our problems usually begin, and where our healing will begin too. As we're filled with the Spirit begins to transform our desires so that God's desires become our own ones. And what a difference that makes. We start to want to do the right thing in God's kingdom. We start to truly desire goodness. And a Holy Spirit revolution begins in our very lives, making us more beautiful and fruitful. In his letter to the Colossians, Paul urges us to welcome a guest, to make room in our hearts for the Spirit of Christ to dwell in us richly. And you can initiate this change at any time, but by far the best time is now, right now. So if you're watching this on a Sunday morning in bed, well, good for you. But before you put your feet on the floor this morning, open your heart to the Spirit. Ask God to help you walk in the Spirit, step by step, throughout the day. Ask God to help you abide in the vine so that good fruit naturally develops in your life. Just starting each day that way will make such a difference. And as you build a habit of surrendering yourself to God's Spirit, morning after morning, you could then build the habit of checking in with the Spirit hour by hour throughout the day. At each mealtime, you can offer a thanksgiving prayer and reconnect with God then. And each time you're waiting for someone, or whenever you have a free moment, you can avoid picking up the phone, but instead use the time to offer yourself to God. Here I am, Lord. Please fill me now and use me to bless others in this moment. In an emergency or challenge, you can lean on the Holy Spirit. Give me wisdom, Spirit of God. Give me strength. Give me patience. When you sense you've let something else into your life filling that holy space, maybe anger, prejudice, lust, fear or pride, you can take time out, acknowledge what's happened and surrender once again to the Spirit. And each night, you can look back with thanks. And once again, invite God to refresh you as you sleep so you can stay on the way of life. And on this journey, sometimes we'll be full of joy, but sometimes it will feel like cycling up Four Hill. Sometimes it will feel like walking through boggy land. Sometimes we'll become lost. Sometimes we'll be injured. Sometimes we'll let ourselves down. Sometimes we'll be walking on air. If we persevere as the days go by, we will find we have stories to tell and share with our community of friends, of how the Spirit guided, empowered, inspired, retrained, sustained, gave us a fruitful life. We'll be walking billboards for the benefits of a relationship with Christ. And when we're connected together to the vine, what a difference it makes. When our church and community together are part of that beautiful vine. It makes such a difference to our community and to everyone around us. We share our joys and our sorrows, the ways in which we've experienced the Spirit when God has challenged us, repaired us, encouraged us, cheered us on. And through this sharing, we encourage each other and then we can get back on the road. Our small groups or home groups are designed exactly for this purpose. So if you're not part of one, please do explore joining one. It's a wonderful place to bear fruit together. But it's all about connection to the vine, relationship, knowing God. So let's keep abiding. The Spirit is on the move. Let's let him move in us. Let's start now. Can I pray for us? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the picture of the vine. Your invitation for us to be connected with you so that the sap flows and our lives are transformed as we bear fruit. Father, please remove and heal us from those things that hold us back. Help us to sit at your feet every day. Help us to allow you to fill us. May your Spirit transform us. And may we do this both individually and also together as a church. May we share this experience through our groups. And may we be that billboard, that witness for you in our wider community. May our friends and our family see the difference in us because of the time we're spending with you. And may they in turn desire to be connected to the vine themselves. We thank you, Father, and we praise you. Amen.
Thank you, Chris, for your word to us today to remain in Jesus and for the call to walk in the Spirit day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, in every meeting, emergency, joy and challenge that we face. As we continue to reflect on Chris's message to us today, we're going to turn to our second song now, Holy Spirit, You Are Welcome Here, which really is a prayer offering our lives fully to the Spirit, as Chris has been encouraging us to do in his sermon. You might like to sing along or simply use this song as a time to be still and to reconnect with Jesus, the true vine, and let him draw near to you today.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare, You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
There's nothing but more that will ever come.
So Lord Jesus, we do thank you again that you are the true vine, and we ask that you would help us to sit at your feet every day. And as we do this, Holy Spirit, may you transform us and our church so that we can reflect you in every part of our individual and communal lives. Amen. Well, we turn now to a time of confession where we have the chance to confess to God the times when we haven't followed him and his Spirit's leading fully with our whole hearts, and those moments when we've turned away from God and his great love for us. So if you would like to use these words to make a prayer of confession, please feel free to join in with the words in bold. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith." And together we say, "Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen." So may the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And together we now affirm our faith. Again, if you'd like to join in with these words, please feel free to do this. So we say together, "We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Amen." And I'm going to hand over to Janine, who leads Creative Minds at St Mary's now, and she's going to lead us in our prayers of intercession today.
Let's pray. We pray for our world. We give you thanks for the beauty and the nature within our world. We pray for world leaders as they make tough decisions. Please give them the wisdom and the knowledge as they lead us through this pandemic and other world issues. We pray for our Queen. We pray for all our key workers in this country and across the world as they continue to help us through this pandemic. We thank you for the advances being made with the coronavirus vaccine. We pray for the scientists and everybody involved in creating it and distributing it across the world. Please give them all the knowledge and the wisdom so that this vaccine can keep us all safe and free from harm. We pray for people across the world less fortunate than us. Please keep them safe and help them to learn about you. We pray for our community. We pray for Ely and the surrounding villages. Please help us to not take for granted the natural beauty around us. Help us to protect our local area in the best way that we can in our own individual circumstances, whether that be recycling to living a more eco-friendly, sustainable lifestyle. We pray for those within our community that are struggling. Please guide us to know how to support those best, whether that be a phone call or maybe a Zoom call. Give us the guidance to know what to say with a loving, caring and compassionate heart. We now take some time to think about those that you have placed in our hearts. We pray for organisations such as the Food Bank and CAP. We pray that they are able to support people at this difficult time as demand is now higher. Please help our communities to thrive and come together in new and creative ways. We pray for our church. We pray for Chris and the team. We pray for Matt as he prepares to move on to a new church, and Stephen as he prepares for a new church later on next year. Pray for St Mary's congregation. We pray that everybody is finding their new way of worshipping you, whether that be an online service, a meeting through Zoom, or some other way. We pray that everybody is still finding a way to be connected. We pray for the people that would normally be attending different groups that happen at St Mary's, such as Creative Minds, the Monday Club. We also pray for the relaunch of the children's groups and everybody involved in that, and anybody who is thinking of becoming involved. We pray for the PCC meeting taking place on Zoom tomorrow night, Monday. We pray for those on the PCC and the new members that will be joining for the first time. We pray for charities that may be struggling at this time. We particularly pray for the charities that St Mary's support: to Kenya with Love, Toilet Twinning, the Children's Society, and CAP. We thank you for the individual skills that you have given each and every one of us. But today we particularly thank you for creativity and giving us the freedom of expression to be able to show our love towards you through being creative.
We bring all these prayers to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much, Janine, for leading us in prayer today. And we now gather all of our prayers together today in the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Please feel free to join in with this modern version of the prayer, or to pray the more traditional version at home. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As we draw towards the end of our service this morning, we have one last song for you to join in with, and this week it is Light of the World. This final song encourages us to look to Jesus as our light, the one who can bring light to our own lives today, but also to our wider community and the world that we live in. However you're feeling today about the day and the week that lies ahead of you, can I encourage you to look to Jesus as your rock and your light, and to trust that as we sing, pray, and call out to him, he will strengthen us and give us all that we need for the coming days.
Down into darkness, open.
we do thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you are the light of the world. And today we rest in your love and your promise of salvation. And we pray that you would provide us with all that we need to find peace, rest and contentment in you. Amen. Well, as we draw towards the end of our service this morning, I have a few quick notices to share with you. And first of all, a reminder that during the lockdown, all services and activities apart from funerals and private prayer are suspended across the ELE team. However, there is still plenty happening online, so do check out the church website. That's www.stmarysely.org to find out more about what's happening at your local church, or you can also contact your local church warden. And don't forget that if you find yourself in need, please do reach out to our support and pastoral teams by emailing office@stmarysely.org or calling 01353 659 550 and leaving a message for us, and we'll get back to you as quickly as possible. And finally, a big thank you to those of you who've continued to support us financially over the past year. We are very thankful that your generosity has allowed our ministry to continue throughout this lockdown, and your contributions will allow our church to go on ministering as we look to the future. If you'd like to find out more about giving to any of the churches that make up the ELE team ministry during this period, then in the first instance, please contact the St Mary's office, and then we'll be able to give you further instructions about how you can give to any of the churches in the ELE team. But for now, as we head out into the rest of our days and the week ahead, I'm going to pray a final prayer of blessing over us. So may God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to keep going. May we walk with Christ in his risen life, and may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you, now and forevermore. Amen. So go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.